I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers of Madrid channel, you're watching
I Love Islam.
Love Islam. Alhamdulillah, we're back here again. And today, this day or this program is very special. Why is it special? Inshallah, I'm going to share with you shortly. But before we do anything else, let's quickly meet our guests. MashaAllah, we have Brother
Rahman
Raza again has joined us. MashaAllah, he's always here, MashaAllah. And he likes reading kalams as well. How are you, Rahman Raza?
I am excellent.
MashaAllah, you are excellent.
No, excellent.
Excellent. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, keep you well. It looks like he's ready to read something. Are you going to read something today?
Yes.
You read, keep the mic close to your mouth first.
I am going to read something.
You're going to read something.
About Ramadan.
About Ramadan. Subhanallah. Wow, that's going to be interesting. Inshallah.
Since Ramadan is coming, yeah, I chose this not.
Oh, this kalam. Ah, that's important to keep in mind. Not every kalam is a not. What is a not? We can ask your next door neighbor. Next to you, we have Obaid Raza. Obaid Raza, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Obaid Raza, mashallah, you passed your test today by coming here. Mashallah, he had a test on the way, by the way. But anyway, he's passed the test without doing the test. Mashallah, can you tell us, what is a naat? He mentioned the word naat. What is a naat?
Is it like a poem of Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah, it's a poem in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, you got it right. Well done. Are you going to be reading a kalam today as well?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah. And are you ready for the quiz as well?
Inshallah.
Well, we'll find out, innit? Inshallah. Come on then. On this side, we have Afan, the good man. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Afan?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good.
MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Are you ready for the day?
Inshallah.
And are you planning to read a kalam today as well? Inshallah. Subhanallah. We have Noman Raza, Obaid Raza, and Afan. MashaAllah, all three of them are regular in our program, and alhamdulillah, they recite beautiful kalams as well. And today's program, like I've hinted early on, it's special. Why is it special? We're going to tell you, but wait, we've got another person to introduce. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Akram bhai?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. MashaAllah, how have you been?
Alhamdulillah, I've been okay.
MashaAllah.
How have you been?
Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah, we have Brother Arkam here and the young kids here, MashaAllah. All of them, MashaAllah, they're regular in our program. We're going to be talking about welcoming Ramadan. But before we do that, should we have a quiz of the day first?
Yeah.
Come on then. Let's get. And this time, this question is not easy, by the way. It's a bit tricky one. Some people think it's easy and they think they know the answer. But sometimes it's not the answer that they think it that is the answer. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
What do I mean?
Some people think
it's the answer, but it's not the real answer. It's a different answer. So we will find out. Let's quickly go to the screen and see what's the quiz of the day. I love Islam. I love Islam.
I love Islam.
Come on then, let's see what's the question for today. What is cited to signal the start of Ramadan? What is cited? What do we see? What do we look for? Which gives us the sign that it's the start of Ramadan. Okay, we've got a few hands up here in the studio. You think you know the answer?
Is it the moon?
Remember, there's different parts of the moon, different stages of the moon.
Crescent moon.
We'll find out in a bit. We'll find out.
That goes like that.
You have to give me a name.
Like the hall.
You have to give me the Arabic name. To make it hard for these guys now, you have to give me the Arabic name. Afan has already given you a clue. If you catched it, was the answer. So, what is cited to signal the start of moon? What is cited to signal the start of Ramadan? So, if you want to know if Ramadan has started or not, Muslims are required, it is from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they look out for something. On a certain evening, they look out for something. What is that? What do they look out for? What do they see? What is that thing called? And when they get confirmation that they have seen that thing, or they've got the confirmation from someone that who has seen it, and the scholars approve this, then that is a confirmation that it is the start of Ramadan. What is it? That's the question. Come on, everyone, get going. And also let your cousins know, let your friends know, I Love Islam is back again, so they can benefit from the program as well, inshallah. Are you trying to give the answer? Okay, you have to give me the first letter then. You can't say the full word.
Of moon in Arabic.
Yes.
Starts with a Q.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. You can say that word loud. You can say the full word now.
Qamar.
It's Qamar, but that's not the answer.
But that means moon
in Arabic. It is. Look, if you, we don't just look out for the moon, sometimes in middle of the month, you look up there in the sky, you can see a moon. That doesn't mean Ramadan started. Or it doesn't mean the new month has started. Sometimes the moon is full, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes the moon is half. So there's different stages of the moon. And when it gets to that certain stage, that certain shape, that is a sign for the new month. What is it? Now, I think it's gonna get fun now. Yeah, two people thought they know the answer. They thought it's easy. And what did I say before the quiz? Some people think they know the answer, but they don't know the answer. And we've proven it right today. So what is cited to signal the start of Ramadan? Okay, just to give a clue, we'll just discuss it here in the studio. When do we look for this thing? What time of the year?
At the start of Ramadan.
At the start of Ramadan, mashallah.
In March, or probably year.
Come on, you have a try. But when? Every day? You need to speak on the mic, you need to speak on the mic, remember?
Like.
So you said, well, can you say the answer again, what you said?
After Maghrib.
So after Maghrib, so every night you have to go out after Maghrib Namaz, look for something. It's Ramadan every
couple
night.
Of days before Ramadan.
Couple of days before Ramadan. That's interesting. But when? How do we know it's couple of days before Ramadan? Will be in the month of March. But that's not every year though. That's interesting. So when do we look for this thing? Is it when we wake up in the morning? Do we look? Do we, you know, when we open the curtains, we look outside, is it Ramadan? Well, come on, guys. There's two questions here. One is the main quiz of the day. What is cited to signal the start of Ramadan? What do you need to see to confirm that this is the beginning of Ramadan? That's the original question, but there's a question within. And that is, when do you cite this thing? When do you look out for Ramadan? When is it? When in the year? So these are two questions. So these three kids here, I think, they were so confident at the beginning, and it just gone down the... So we're here now, you know, we've had a good discussion about the question, and we have realized it's not that easy. It's not that easy, okay? So we've already learned that it's not the moon we look for. Okay, it's not the moon, because the moon can be seen throughout the month. Okay, so it's not just the moon. There's a certain stage of the moon, the certain shape of the moon we look for. So let's move on. Okay, what's our first segment of the day? It's
story time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's story time. Subhanallah. In this segment today, we are going to talk about something that we mentioned early on, didn't you?
Ramadan.
Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about Ramadan. But what about Ramadan? You have to tell me the title.
We are going to talk about...
No, that is something we might discuss somewhere in the program, but not here.
We are going to talk about...
Mm-hmm. No. Yes, but I want you to give me the title. What's our title for the story time? That's your quiz. No, that's just two words.
Special Ramadan.
No. It is special Ramadan. Ramadan is always special.
Upcoming Ramadan.
Upcoming Ramadan. That's not the answer. Come on. I want you to get it. Come on, you have to get this. Look, we're a week before Ramadan. So what are we going to talk about? What could we? Today's topic is about Ramadan, but what is it specific? Come on. We are going to talk about what we should do in Ramadan, how to help people, how to provide things for Ramadan. No.
Being kind to neighbors.
You just said that.
He said food.
No. Come on. 5, 4. It starts with, okay, there's two words in the title. The second word is Ramadan. The first word, last letter is G. Okay, it's ing. The last letter, it's ing. Come on, Afan. G, Afan. What could it be? Something ing and then Ramadan. Okay, I'll make it easy for you. Shall I make it easy for your heart?
Easy.
I'll make it easy for you. Come on then, Afan. Ramadan's around the corner. Let me make it easy for you. The first letter starts with W.
Working.
Working Ramadan. Or walking Ramadan.
Walking.
Walking Ramadan. That's going to be interesting. I'm not seeing a walking Ramadan.
Waking
Ramadan. It starts with W.
Wanting.
Wanting Ramadan. That could be interesting.
Waiting for Ramadan.
That's interesting, but that's not the answer. Come on. You're getting there. Okay then.
When you meet someone, what do you do?
When you meet someone, when a guest comes,
greeting,
when you meet him, what do you do?
Greeting.
You.
Ramadan.
But it starts with W.
Waiting.
It ends in G. It ends in ing.
Ing at the end.
Hello.
When someone comes
Welcoming.
Subhanallah. Today we are going to talk about welcoming Ramadan.
Subhanallah.
Welcoming Ramadan. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we're at that time of the year where we need to change our mood, get ready for Ramadan and get ready to welcome the beautiful month of Ramadan. Remember Ramadan. Why do we need to welcome Ramadan? Come on, boys.
It's a special month,
okay? We need to welcome Ramadan because it's special. What else? Why do we need to welcome Ramadan?
It will only come once
a year. Again, I'm looking for something. I've got something in my mind. I want you to say that word.
Only come once a year.
It comes once a year. So what does that mean? It comes and it goes. It comes for a while and it goes. What does that mean? It's, why do we need to welcome it?
It's a fast year.
It starts with G.
I'm at fast.
G.
Giving.
It's who do you welcome? In life, who do you welcome? Starts with G.
When you have someone comes and goes.
When someone comes to your
guest,
house.
Guest.
So it's a guest. Ramadan is like a guest. Yeah, a guest from Allah Ta'ala. It's a month of Allah Ta'ala. It's a mihman. It's a guest. Yeah. So we need to welcome Ramadan. How do we welcome Ramadan? These are some things, inshallah, we'll be discussing today. And most importantly, our focus will be to plan our activities in Ramadan, inshallah. We want to talk about goals for Ramadan. How should we spend Ramadan? That's our focus, inshallah. We'll be discussing that. But before we do that, I want to go back to the kids again. And I want you to tell me, before Ramadan, how can we welcome Ramadan? What could you do to, like, you know, say that I'm welcoming Ramadan? What could you do? Come on, Noman, tell me something. I'll just give you 3 seconds.
Reading Quran in Ramadan.
But I'm talking about before Ramadan. How could you welcome Ramadan?
Already try fasting.
Yeah, so one way to welcome Ramadan is you start fasting. That's one way.
Try waking up for Fajr if you don't already.
SubhanAllah, in Ramadan, many of us wake up early morning because we need to eat food, don't we? We need to do half sehri. And then because we are awake in Ramadan, we perform our Fajr Salah as well, alhamdulillah. But let's start doing that now. Let's develop that beautiful habit. That's a way that how you can express your excitement, your happiness, and your welcoming of Ramadan. MashaAllah, what do you think? What would you say? What could we do to welcome Ramadan? Like, you know, when you're expecting guests, someone special is going to come to your house, what do you do?
Make food for them.
You make food for them. So you won't make food for Ramadan. What could you do with food?
Oh yeah, you can get food and prepare for Ramadan.
Chef.
Some people, what they do with regards to food, they buy things in bulk, don't they? So they need to do less shopping in Ramadan then. So the main things, which can at least take them last 2-3 weeks, they buy them now. So because in Ramadan, you know, loads of people go out to do shopping. So you don't want to be stuck in big queues, and you don't want to be wasting time in the month of Ramadan. You know, it's not about wasting time, you could do most productive things in Ramadan. So you could do the shopping before Ramadan. Yeah, do all your shopping, whatever you will need at home for your kitchen and other things. Get out of all the big major things that will come in the way. Get them done now. That's the one way to welcome Ramadan as well. But we decorate homes as well, don't you? If you have a guest, what do you do? Decorate your house. For example, you know, if someone's coming, you say welcome to UK or welcome back from Umrah, Hajj Mubarak. You know, people have these different ways of, you know, decorating their homes. Maybe you can say you could decorate your house. Why not decorate our house around welcome Ramadan?
They make sure like everything's clean.
Yes, that's what we do too. When we welcome someone, you make sure you clean your house. Yeah, you hoover your house, you clean up. And this is something that everyone should get involved. Yeah, the kids, adults, everyone should get involved. Let's clean our house. Ramadan's coming, and as a sign of love for Ramadan, let's tidy up. That's a beautiful thing to do as well. SubhanAllah. So I was talking about decorating the house. Yeah, maybe put some lights up, or make these, you know, these play cards and some stickers and write welcome Ramadan. Make some posters. And that make everyone happy, like feel excited. Ramadan is coming. It's a beautiful thing. So whatever way you want to express your love, or however you want to welcome Ramadan, go for it. As long as that way, the thing that you are doing is within the teaching of Islam, why not? There's different ways, different cultures, different people have different styles of expressing their love, their style of welcoming people. It's fine. You can use your own culture, your own way, your own language to welcome Ramadan.
You know, for the quiz of the day, the name in Arabic, I think I might know now.
What does it start with?
Al.
After that, what's the letter?
H.
Yes, you got it right. Well, he's got the first letter right. Okay, so what we want, you have to keep it up. Come on, he's giving you a big clue now. Okay, already we've had Afan, he gave the whole word out in English. Yeah, and we have Obed is giving you the clue with the Arabic letter as well now. So it's become so easy now. Give us the answer and tell us what is cited to signal the start of Ramadan. What do we see? What do we look for to confirm that this is the beginning of Ramadan? Are we ready to move on? Okay then. Now, alhamdulillah, we're going to turn to Brother Arkam. And he's going to explain to us how we should welcome Ramadan, and in particular, how should we spend this Ramadan?
Inshallah. So like the month of Ramadan is coming quickly, isn't it?
Alhamdulillah.
Like everyone's thinking it's coming, and it's coming quickly. But you know, in a few weeks' time, that time will finish. The month of Ramadan will finish. How quickly it's coming, that's how even quicker it will finish. And in a few weeks' time, we'll be saying, oh, the month of Ramadan is going, it's going. You know, when it's going, we don't want to be those people who think we wasted Ramadan. We want to be looking back and thinking, Alhamdulillah, this was a good Ramadan. I did something good in this Ramadan. But the only way we're going to be able to do something good in Ramadan is if we plan to do good things in Ramadan. They have the saying, if you plan to fail, you plan to fail. That if you don't plan what you're going to do in Ramadan, you won't actually be able to do that many things. But if you plan what you're going to do, you'll end up doing good things. So here, let's think about what activities we can do in Ramadan to make it a beneficial Ramadan. So if we all give different ideas of what we can do. So I think if all the kids give ideas of what they're planning to do or what they can do in Ramadan, then we can all take lessons as well, that this is an activity we can do in Ramadan. This is something else we can do in Ramadan. Then the more ideas we get, the more things we can do in Ramadan as well.
I think that's a great idea. Today in this segment, we'll be helping each other to make a list, the goals for Ramadan. Yeah, why don't we turn our mind towards this and make a list that these are things I want to do in Ramadan. And then inshallah, you can go big when Ramadan comes. You got a really good time now. This is the right time to approach. You know, you're not rushing. Mm. You're taking your time. You're planning things properly. And then you can, once you made your goals, then you can also break them down.
Yeah.
You can, you know, say to him, okay, this particular day I'll do this, this particular day. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can write down which days, which form of worship you're going to do, which activity you're going to do. And also, you can fix times as well. So you can have a really good look at your own schedule, your daily routine in Ramadan, and you can plan it. And inshallah, if you do good planning, then in the month of Ramadan, you won't need to plan. You'll just execute that plan. You'll just act upon it. And inshallah, like this, you'll be able to make this Ramadan beneficial for you, productive for you, inshallah, and a special one for you, inshallah. We should try to approach Ramadan with this mindset that I want to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan for me. Subhanallah, that's a beautiful way to look at it. And alhamdulillah, we're going to start off with kids. I want you guys to give ideas. Inshallah, we're going to be discussing more things as well, inshallah. But I want you to give ideas. What should be on our goals list for Ramadan? Like main challenges that we should all try to do, especially the kids.
We should try to go to like all of the Taraweeh.
Yes. Yeah, that is important. Can you see that again? Look at the camera now and say that again to all the kids.
Go to all the Taraweeh.
Yeah, go and pray all your Taraweeh Salah. Perform all your Taraweeh prayer. So what does that mean? Why do we have to say this? What's the common mistake people make?
People go but don't actually read.
Yeah. So there's one type of people, I'm talking about kids here, even teenagers. We see they do go to the masjid. Well, then they waste their time. Yeah, they don't actually perform the Taraweeh properly. So that's something that we can change this year. This year, inshallah, write down on your list. This year, inshallah, I will perform all my Taraweeh Salah, if possible, with Jamaat. Okay, put that as a challenge. This is one of the Ramadan challenges that you got. Okay, perform all your Taraweeh prayer now with Jamaat. In the masjid if possible, inshallah, you'll get so many blessings. And if you do go there, make sure you perform the Taraweeh as well. You perform the prayer. Don't run around. Don't waste time. No. What kids do a lot of times, when Imam Sahib starts the Taraweeh, what do?
They go to the back and just talk.
Yeah, they go to the back. They have a little chit-chat for a few minutes. And when they hear that Imam Sahib is about to go on to the ruku, what do?
They go back.
Yeah, they run back, don't they? They run back and then they try to get back onto Taraweeh mode. So this is a regular habit that kids do. We don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be doing that. So please keep that in mind. This is something really special that we could do this year. That perform all your Taraweeh Salah with Jama'at and do it properly as well, inshallah. I think that's a very good challenge that we should take on board. What else? Come on, Noman Raza.
Have like
close to the mouth.
I have like two things to say.
Say one for now, and we're going to come back again to you.
To try to read one full Quran in Ramadan.
Subhanallah. That would be amazing. Now why don't we take that as a challenge? Those who can recite Quran, those who have good tajweed, why don't you try to recite the whole Quran in the beautiful month of Ramadan? Well, how would they do it? No one can you explain that? How can they complete?
They can read half an hour, they can read half a surah. And then another half an hour in the same day. You can just spend half an hour and take a little break, and you read half a surah then. And then afterwards, you do another half an hour and a half surah.
Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. Noman broke it down so, you know, easily, so simple for us that, you know, try to read a para a day, yeah, and then inshallah, you easily you'll complete one Quran Pak. But how can you read a para a day? You can break that further down, read for half an hour, if you can complete, aim to read half a para in one session, then have a break. Now do whatever you need to do, then later on after some hours or in the evening, come back to it, spend another half an hour. And like this, if you do in small parts, so it won't be too much for you, and at the same time in one day, you'll be able to complete one para. That is beautiful. So mashallah, we've already started off two Ramadan challenges. One is to perform all Tarawih Salah with Jamaat. Second, try to complete one whole Quran in the month of Ramadan. Afan, you want to have a try? What else could they put in their list?
Triple your fasts.
Can you say that? Can you look at the camera again and say, can you say that, give that message to all the kids there?
Keep all your fasts.
Keep all your fasts in the month of Ramadan. Yeah, and all the teenagers, those who have grown up, if Ramadan, the fasting has become important for you. You have to keep a fast. You have to keep a fast. You can't avoid, you can't miss out, you know, without any valid Islamic reason. Ramadan, fasting of Ramadan is made obligatory for us. It's necessary for us. And those who have been lazy in the past, first thing you need to do is make a sincere tawbah, ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. And this year, right now, make your mindset that I will not miss a single fast of Ramadan. Come on, guys, seriously. Now, this year, try your best to keep all the fasts. Those who can't, especially those who are in secondary school in the UK, in schools you don't have any issue as well. Mm-hmm. You can't keep a fast. Mm-hmm. So if you're 13, 14 year old, you're in secondary school, it's quite easy for you. Yeah. Now, there's no one really tells you can't keep a fast. Yeah. And if you're healthy enough, you don't have any valid reason, valid Islamic reason, then this year, try your best. Take this as a challenge that I want to keep all the fasts of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, so far, we've already got three important challenges. I think, boys, you've hit the nail there. Yeah, you've said the key things. And we know as well, there are people out there, you know yourself as well, that sometimes we do be lazy. But come on, that's not the right way. This year, make it special. Keep all the fast. Try to read at least one Quran in the month of Ramadan and try to perform all Taraweeh prayers, if possible, with Jamaat as well. SubhanAllah, that would be amazing. It'd be one of the beautiful things that you could do, inshallah, this year. Now, Marwaza, you had something else to say?
Yeah.
So, Afan, he spoke again without the mic in his hands. So, are you counting him? How many has he done?
He's 11. He's only 3.
Come on, Noman Raza. Come on, then, Noman. What you were going to say? The second thing. There's two challenges that you mentioned. First is read whole Quran. Who else was it?
Read all namazes, even the Rabi Salah, with Jamaat.
SubhanAllah, read all namazes, read all the prayers, all the namaz, 5 daily salah, including Tarawih Salah with Jamaat. You know what? None of these guys mentioned that before. It's actually important part, isn't it? That is one of the best things you can do. This year, if the kids this year, if they take all these challenges seriously and they do it, that would be just amazing. That'll be like the best ever Ramadan that you could have this year, inshallah. Yeah? To perform all your salah with Jamaat, to perform Tarawih Salah with Jamaat, to read one whole Quran in the month of Ramadan, and what was the other one? There's one who missed. Fast. To fast. Do not miss a single fast. These are four challenges given to you by the kids here, mashallah. I think we still want to continue. Go on then. These challenges are too less. We want to add some more.
Which is, you can do the translation of the Quran.
Subhanallah. Those who can't read the Quran correctly with tajweed, and if you want to take this challenge on further, why don't you this year try to read some Quran, if not half of the Quran or more, try to read it with translation and commentary. We recommended you to read a certain translation, the English translation. Do you remember the name? You're still not saying it next to your mic.
Was Kanzul Iman.
Kanzul Iman. One translation is called Kanzul Iman, and it's available in English language. And the second one was the Clear Criterion. And this year, no, it'll be really good. It'll be something special. Now, every day, now you spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes reading the commentary of the Quran. So you're reading a verse of the Quran, you're reading the translation, you're reading the commentary, and you're pondering upon the meanings. You're trying to understand the beautiful message of the Quran. Subhanallah, that would be amazing. One of the best things that you could do. MashaAllah, already the kids have listed five important goals for Ramadan. But it looks like they want to carry on. Let's see how many challenges you can carry on.
So if you're taking the Quran challenge, try to read some before Fajr.
If you want to read the... If you're taking... Oh, that's a... Why before Fajr? Mike, hold the mic. You're not holding the mic.
Because my dad used, normally doesn't.
Say next to you. Look, if
because
you're talking.
My dad normally doesn't, and someone said, I can't remember who said it, but someone said it's good to read it before Fajr.
Subhanallah. Wow. I'll come back to that, inshallah. Obaid wants to say something.
Another challenge that you can do during Ramadan is when it's iftari time, if you have any extra food, you can give it to your neighbors.
MashaAllah. Why extra food? Why? Because the food's extra, it's too much for you, then give it to neighbors.
Or you can make extra.
Make
for
it
them.
Special. Make it, yes. Cook extra on purpose. Yeah? Make extra food for your neighbors. Don't just give food to your neighbors because it's extra now, it's just going to get to waste. Now you give it to neighbors. No, do it then as well, obviously, so don't let it go to waste. But that shouldn't be just the reason. You should actually cook food for your neighbors. For your family, for your relatives. And it will be a really nice thing. And what I will actually say to you, the kids, that fix a day in the house, and if that's a certain day that you said, we're going to give food, we're going to distribute food at iftar time, half an hour before iftar time, go, and why don't you, the kids, go with an adult, one of the parents or uncles or elder brother, go with an adult to your neighborhood and give out, go reach to their homes and give them the iftar packs. It will be a beautiful thing. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, so far the kids, MashaAllah, they've given very important challenges to everyone here. It's not just for the kids, it's for everyone. And I'm going to go back to Nu'man Raza, what he said early on. He said, if you have taken the Quran challenge, you want to read the Quran in the month of Ramadan, then try to read Quran this year, try to read it before your Fajr Salah. Yeah, so that means you need to wake up early. Normally what happens, we wake up, we have our sehri, then we read Fajr, we go to sleep. So maybe this time, in the morning, have that as a challenge, that in the morning, early morning, before my Fajr Salah, even if it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, if it's 10 minutes, every day try to read some Quran Pakh before Fajr, and then read some after Fajr as well. Yeah, and that would be a beautiful thing to do. And you know, I'm going to add something onto this. If you are actually taking this challenge on, one Quran challenge, and if your target is to read one para, you know, personally, I would recommend you, those who can read Quran and who have a bit of time with them, try to read that one para in the morning. Sooner the better. Yeah, if you can read it early morning, or start from after Taraweeh. After Taraweeh, read like half a spara or quarter, read a quarter before Fajr Namaz, and read half after Fajr Namaz. Now if you do this, then inshallah, you'll be able to complete one Quran Pakh very easily. You will be on top of your goals, inshallah. So mashallah, Brother Arkam, I think kids give very important challenges. But if you want to expand on these, inshallah.
So all the challenges that they've mentioned, I had them written down. But we've already discussed them now, so I'll mention a different challenge that I had for everyone. This month of Ramadan, we should try to make ourselves get closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we all say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't we? But how can we prove it? What did you say? Say again on the mic.
How can we prove it?
Yeah, how can we prove it? Now, if you love somebody, you need to know who they are. You need to know about them. So one challenge we can have is to learn a sunnah a day. So each day in this month, we learn one sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I had two challenges. This was one challenge, and another challenge was to read an Islamic book in the month of Ramadan. So you start it and finish it in the month. But if we can join these two challenges together, so it's like we get two challenges in one. There's a book called Sunnah and Manners.
Subhanallah.
So in this month of Ramadan, if we read this book, now we will learn a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day, and we'll finish the book in the month of Ramadan as well.
Subhanallah.
And then by doing this, we learn more about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we'll know about his sunnah. And then by learning more about his sunnah, by the end of the month, we will be closer to him as well. So this is another challenge which we can have.
MashaAllah. So, who wants to summarize? I think we mentioned quite a few, haven't we?
So firstly, we had fasting. The month of Ramadan is the month of fasting. So our first challenge should be to fast every single day. Then something else which we have to do is read namaz. And that happens every single day as well. So 5 times a day, we should read namaz. And then in the month of Ramadan, we have a special namaz. We have a special prayer, which is Tarawih prayer. So we should pray that one as well. So that's how many challenges so far?
Three
challenges so far. Then the month of Ramadan is also known as the month of the Quran. So in this month, we should make our month of Ramadan the month of the Quran as well. So the fourth challenge was to recite the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan. So we change it to recite Quran daily. That's the fourth challenge, to recite some part of the glorious Quran every single day. Then we had a few more. Reading an Islamic book, so learning the sunnah.
Reading the Quran, translation and commentary.
Reading the translation of the glorious Quran as well. So that was number 4. And then commentary and translation we could put together. So that was number 4.
Okay.
Then learning the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learning one sunnah every day, number 5. Then number 6, reading an Islamic book. So starting an Islamic book and finishing it in the month of Ramadan. Then this 5 and 6 we can put together, so we can join them. If we read a book about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll do these two together. And then another one,
there's
that
one
was mentioned.
Ubaid Sahab's favorite thing.
To share food.
Subhanallah. So I don't know the sharing part was his favorite, but that was the thing that he gave as a challenge.
So we had that challenge as well, to share food,
to give iftar packs.
And read Quran before Fajr.
To read Quran before Fajr, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. I know we've discussed these challenges, all of you boys.
I had one more before we finished. Like part of the becoming close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this month, recite Durood daily as well.
Subhanallah.
Maybe fix a number like 100, maybe 100. 100 is an easy number. Recite 100 Durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily as well. So we can have that as a challenge.
If someone, I'm going to ask the kids now. Afan, you want to say something?
You're supposed to recite 313 times.
Yes. You should try to read at least 313 times Durood Pak every day. That is something beautiful to do. But there's not a fixed figure if you can read less or you can read more. But generally, if it's a good practice. You know, many people do try to read minimum 313 times Durood Pak, mashallah. So these are quite a few things that we've discussed today. These you could take them as Ramadan challenges. Now I'm going to turn back to these kids again, and I'm going to ask them, which of these challenges are you going to go for? At least about yourself now. Which challenge are you going to take? So then Obed wants to go first. Come on. So we're going to have Obed, then Noman Raza, then Afan.
100% Tarawiyah.
Inshallah.
Namaz.
Prayer, yeah. Inshallah.
Quran.
Quran Pak. Inshallah.
100% Roze.
Inshallah. MashaAllah, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep you steadfast upon your intention. Come on, Omar Raza. What are you going to go for then?
100% Roze.
Okay, what else?
All Tarawiyah.
all Taraweeh Salah.
All Taraweeh Salah.
Mm-hmm. Say it loud as well. What else?
Reading Quran.
Daily?
Daily.
Inshallah.
Going to all the namazes.
Namaz. All the prayers in masjid. MashaAllah. That's really good. Anything else? No? MashaAllah. Come on then, Afan.
Inshallah, I will try my best to do all of them.
All of them challenges. We'll just mention them. Can you say the names, some of them?
Read Quran, read namaz, do my Taraweeh, keep my roze, recite the Rutwe Pak, and yeah.
SubhanAllah, that is amazing, mashallah. One thing I want to recommend the boys here as well, and those who are watching, the boys and girls, the kids who are watching, please write these challenges down. Get a notebook, write them challenges. You have to have a clear goal and take them as challenges. Write them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Write them down and then break them down as well. No, look, I'm going to go back to Brother Arkham again now. So we've wrote 8 challenges.
Mm.
Yeah. But how do you make them practical?
So, you know, like in the day you have to go to school. If you go to madrasa, you know in the day what times you're doing certain things. So now you know what time, even Sari and Iftari, you know what time is going to be. You know what time Taraweeh is going to be. So these things which are fixed, they're fixed. You haven't got a choice when you're going to put them in your day. But the days where, the times where you can see that you're not doing much, you could fit one thing here. So in the morning, you've got a break before Fajr, like namaz. You can put reciting the Quran in there. So every day before Fajr, you can recite the Quran. Then later on, you've got a break somewhere else. You can put in that slot, I'm going to do this. Then if you plan your day, like wherever you've got breaks, that in that break, I'm going to do this action. So you know when you're going to do something, you're more likely to be able to do it as well then.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah, if you get a routine.
MashaAllah. In your daily routine, there's one thing that we should try to fix in the month of Ramadan. Try to do that particular thing on time. And if we do it on time, then the rest of our daily routines, we'll be able to do them productively. What is that thing? That's a question for you guys. Yeah? It's not practice. There's one thing I want you to do every day, which we do every day anyway, but you need to be more firm in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Fix that thing from this time to that time. I have to do that thing.
Sleep.
What could it be?
Sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Like get a timetable.
Get a timetable. What else? It's actually sleep. It's actually sleep. In the month of Ramadan, remember you've taken on so many challenges. But if your sleeping pattern is all over the place, sometimes, for argument's sake, you sleep at 10 o'clock, the next day you sleep at 12 o'clock, then it's going to get affected. The next day's activities will get affected if you have less sleep. So you need to plan your sleep time, plan the whole 24-hour schedule, from hour to hour, from this hour to that hour, I'll be doing this. Write that down, make a chart. Yeah, fix that sleeping time. We've got a few days left. This is a really good time for you to plan your schedule. And if you can plan it properly, inshallah, in Ramadan, you'll be able to maximize the benefits of Ramadan. Inshallah, Azawajal. Now it's that time of the program where we're going to turn to the kids again. This time, I'm going to request them to recite the kalam. Who wants to go first? Omar Raza wants to go first. Okay then, because we were talking about Ramadan, inshallah, Omar Raza is going to recite a kalam about Ramadan, inshallah. And all of us, try to join in, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya عجل عجل يا رمضان عجل عجل يا رمضان جان مري تجھ پر قربان عجل عجل يا رمضان آبی جمع سبحان جلی جلی آ رمضان آبی
jaldi jaldi aa ramzan aa me jamaa subhan jaldi jaldi aa ramzan jab bhi aata hai ramzan jab bhi aata hai ramzan jaan mein aa jaati hai jaan ajil ajil ya ajil ajil ya ramadan jaan meri tujh par qurban ajil ajil ya ramadan
sallu ala al habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad sallallahu taala alayhi wa sallam subhanallah that was a beautiful kalam in the love of ramadan may allah taala allow us once more in our life chance to witness and experience the beautiful month of Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan bi sihhatin wa afiyah. May Allah Ta'ala allow us safely reach the beautiful month of Ramadan. Now we're going to turn to Ubayd Raza, mashallah. He recites beautiful kalams. Today he's going to recite a nod of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Ubayd Raza, it's yours.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak teri khushbu meri chadar teri khushbu meri chadar tera tevar mera zevar tera shiva mera maslak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak main hoon qatra tu samandar mere duniya tere andar sakhi data mera nata nawali ho na kalandar tere saaye mein kade hai tere kadmon mein pade hai mere jaise to bade hai koi tujhsa nahin beshak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak tere dam se dil meena kabhi fara kabhi seena na ho phir kyun teri haate mera marna mera jeena ye zameen bhi ho falak si nazar aaye jo dhanak si tere dar se meri jaan tak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak
sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam subhanallah another beautiful kalam recited by Ubayd Raza mashallah beautifully recited mashallah may allah ta'ala bless you and whenever you read nat of the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam you should try to read it with love and devotion and you know feel that connection in your heart inshallah may allah ta'ala increase our love for rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Now it's that time of the day where we need to move on to our next segment. But before we do that, I'm going to go back to Brother Arkam and I want him to give me the closing words for welcoming Ramadan.
So like we mentioned, what to do in Ramadan. So the targets that we had for Ramadan, we should try our best to actually write them down. So all the targets that we're going to take, write them down and on a daily basis, check today I had this target, have I done it? Then if we do that every single day, then that's the only way we will achieve our target. Otherwise, if we just do the target at the start and then at the end of the month, we look, I didn't do the target. At the end of the month, there's no real point then, because the month would have gone. But if you do it every single day, then you've still got the next day. Even if you didn't do it that day, you can still do it the next day. So we should have those targets, and we should check our targets every day as well. So am I doing it or not? And then try to do it the next day, even if we missed it the first day.
SubhanAllah. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to achieve maximum blessings and benefits from this Ramadan, inshallah. Now we are going to move to our next segment, Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sunnah Lifestyle. In this segment, we learn the beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, things that we can apply in our daily life. Today, we have a beautiful topic, and I'm going to give a clue to the kids. Are we ready? Have fun? Are you ready? You guys need to guess the topic, which sunnah we're going to learn today. And the clue is, I or we have mentioned this particular sunnah in the program so far. What could it be?
Did I say it?
Possibly. Possibly, yes.
Be kind to your neighbors.
Be kind to your neighbors. Let's look at the screen and see if that is the title. It is, be kind to neighbors. SubhanAllah, you got it right the first go there. SubhanAllah, mashallah. So make sure you be kind to your neighbors now. MashaAllah. So being kind to neighbors, remember, this comes in the category of the rights of people. Yeah, that, so we have some rights as a Muslim. We have duty to do different acts. If you were to divide those acts into two, one of them is called rights of Allah, and then the second category is rights of people. So rights of Allah is like worshipping, you know, five pillars of Islam, etc., and having the correct belief. Rights of people, this is regarding your parents, your loved ones, your neighbors. So rights of people is important to us. We have to be careful. We have to make sure we look after those rights. We have to fulfill those rights. So these are things we have to be aware of. And looking after your neighbors is something important. What would you say regarding this?
So looking after your neighbors is very important. It's mentioned in a few places, the importance of neighbors. You should be kind to your neighbors. But here we all know, even the children watching, we hear it so many times, be kind to your neighbors, be nice to your neighbors. We know we have to be kind to our neighbors. But the next point, how do you be kind to your neighbors? That's the key point. Being kind, or saying to be kind to your neighbors, that's easy. But what does that actually mean? If we go through again, like we did before, like, let's think of examples of how we can be kind to our neighbors. What actions can we do that counts that we're being kind to our neighbors? So if we all have ideas, what do we think? What can we do to be kind to our neighbors?
Well, who wants to go first then? I think I was thinking of something else. Why don't we make a list first of the things that are signs that we are not being kind to neighbors?
That list is easier.
Is it easy? Yeah, let's make a list of generally what kids do to actually annoy neighbors. And we need to avoid.
So what some kids do is they go past people's houses, they knock on the doors, and then run away.
Okay, what else?
I was going to say that.
You're not holding the mic. You are holding the mic, but not next to your mouth.
I was going to say that, but you took your
own. Then you can think of something else. Come on then. What else?
They're loud.
Making noise. Making noise, disturbing. Especially if you have an elderly neighbor or someone who's a patient, who's unwell, and you're making so much noise. Even if you're reading Quran or you're reciting Naad or you're listening to a Naad and you put it on full blast and you're disturbing your neighbors to a level that they're struggling to go to sleep, and you know they're going, that person's going through pain and you're putting Naad so loud. And sometimes it could be, especially if the person is not a Muslim and is your neighbor and you're disturbing that person. Islam tells us to look after our neighbors. So what else?
Like football or something, they hit the ball, goes over the fence and like hits the window or something.
Yeah, and then obviously your neighbor gets annoyed, and then what do kids do?
The kids go to the door, knock on the door, ask for the ball back, and the neighbor's like, if it happens again, you're not getting your ball back.
And then the kids do it again. The kids are having fun, but you're annoying your neighbor. So that is something we have to realize. So now, can we quickly tell us, because we talked about Ramadan, so what could we do to look after our neighbors in Ramadan?
Give the food.
Yeah. So in the month of Ramadan, please look after your neighbors. Sometimes you have so many delicious foods are cooked at home, but your neighbors, there are people in your neighborhood. It doesn't mean just the next door to you. People live on your street. People live in a few streets around your house. They are also your neighbors as well. So there might be someone in your surrounding who maybe they're a single Muslim. They don't have a family. It's someone who's alone, who doesn't have the means. They are struggling. And, you know, look out for these people. And this is where kids can be involved as well. Parents can cook something, and they can go with the kids can go with their father or elder brother or uncle and go and give iftar packs. You know, when you give iftar pack to someone, when you're going to someone's house with a big iftar pack, and you got different starters and food items there, and you give it to someone, how would that person feel? How would that person react?
They would feel like proper happy, because then they wouldn't have to cook anything or something.
Yes. You're not saying it on the mic.
They'll feel like they can trust you a lot, and they can come to talk to you.
Mashallah, they'll feel more connected with you. Yeah, so they will appreciate, they'll feel happy, you'll get more connected with you. And the one thing that I was looking for is, the du'as that will come out from their mouth. Mm-hmm. They might not even say, first they will say front of you, they will thank you, they'll give so many du'as. Yeah, but especially when they're alone, they raise their hands in the court of Allah, and they'll make so many du'as. And them du'as, you want them. You want du'as from people. You know that we've talked about Ramadan challenges before. This is something you could do in the month of Ramadan. Try to earn du'as from so many people.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah, and that would be a beautiful thing to do. And how do you earn the du'a? By being nice to people, by being kind to people, by connecting with people. Inshallah, they'll remember you in your du'as as well, inshallah. So what else could we do in the month of Ramadan to show a kind gesture for the kids? If not the kids, then we're going to turn to Brother Arkham.
I think that is the main one, to give them
to focus
in Ramadan. Yeah. But something else as well, some people, their work patterns are a bit different to what we normally have. Like most people, they would work during the day and the nights are off. But there's some people and some of our neighbors who they work during the nights, but they're off during the day. So we should understand our neighbors as well. When they sleep, if we know that they work all night and they're asleep during the day, we should be careful how much noise we make as well. Do not disturb them.
So please do look after your neighbors. Now we're going to move to our final segment, which is Islamic manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Islamic manners. In this segment, we talk about those topics that beautify your character, that make you a good Muslim. And today, we've got a slightly different topic. Okay. Well, I want the kids to guess this. Because time's less, I want to give them the first two words. They have to guess the third word. Are we ready? Power of...
Namaz?
No.
Power of dua?
No.
Quran?
No.
Power of trust?
No.
Forgiveness?
No. Come on, Afan. It's something Afan is doing.
Power of nothingness.
You might be close.
Yeah.
Silence.
Can you say it loud?
Silence.
Silence. Power of silence. That's our topic for this segment. Power of silence. Where it's important you speak, you say nice words, you be kind to people.
Even just this, like what happened in the last 30 seconds, it shows you the power of silence. They answered so many times, he answered one. And the one who was silent got it right.
So he got it right. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. So power of silence. Sometimes it's important that you remain silent. No, you don't have to talk all the time. You don't have to make a comment every time. Yeah, if it's, you know, something you're watching on social media, or if it's at home, or you're having a discussion or argument, whatever it is, not every time you have to say something. So power of silence. How important it is to control our tongue. What would you like to say?
You know, you'll find lots of people, they regret something that they've said. That they've said something and they've regretted it. But you will hardly find anyone who's regretted sometime when they didn't say something. So when you speak, there's times where you regret what you're saying. But when you're silent, you hardly ever regret.
Why will people regret?
Because they say the wrong things.
They say the wrong things.
The more you talk, the more likely you are to say the wrong things.
The more mistakes you make.
The more mistakes you will make. But if you're quiet, because you're not speaking, you can't make a mistake. Because you're not speaking.
However, when it's important to talk, you need to talk. Yeah, say the good thing as well. Yeah, don't be silent when it's time to, you know. So you're reading namaz, you go silent more. No, no, you have to read namaz. You have to speak, you have to talk. No, here speak means you know, you're talking to Allah Ta'ala, you're reading namaz. Yeah, so in them, in cases where it's important for you to speak, you speak. But in the moments where you don't need to speak, stay silent, stay quiet. And especially when it's a heated moment. Yeah, when you're having arguments with someone, you know, your brothers, sisters, uncles, you know, especially the kids here with your friends, you know, when you got involved in an argument, yeah, you should try to remain quiet, be silent, yeah, try to not say something. And sometimes if you remain silent, this is more powerful and it will have a more influence on someone than, you know, for example, can you give an example? Can you think of an example? Where being silent like has a bigger effect in the atmosphere or in the discussion or in the... I'll give you an example. You go to your local masjid to read namaz and you being a kid, you've done something and one of the elders, the Babaji is in the masjid, they've had a right go at you. They've shouted at you, they've screamed at you, they've said whatever they had to say. They've said so many things. Then, but you remained quiet, you didn't speak back to them. You respected the elders. Although they weren't doing the right things, maybe you made a mistake as well, but the way they were doing, maybe they were wrong as well. I'm not saying they're right. But then, later on, the next day, they saw your father, and you were next to your father, and they had another go at you again. So, you know, 2-3 times, they've, you know, spoken about your behavior, or that day you did this, this, this. Every time, you remained quiet. You didn't shout back. You didn't argue with that uncle. You stayed cool. You stayed calm. You stayed silent. And you know, this thing, that same uncle who thought bad about you, or maybe you did something wrong as well. Yeah, but the person who's thinking bad about you, one, that same person will regret. Look, I've said so many things to this person. He's not countering. He's not going. He's not shouting back. He's not screaming. He's not taking on the fight. Yeah, he's just gone quiet, and he will be impressed by your silence, not on your argument. Yeah, in that scenario, and that's one thing. Even let's explore further on this. If you're being quiet, you're not shouting back. Other people who are in the masjid as well, they will intervene and they'll say, what are you doing? He's not answering back. Why are you shouting at him? If the person needs to be told off, the other elders there, they will tell them off. So this is just one example that just came to mind now, that, you know, sometimes silence is powerful. And we need to learn the power of silence. Try to be quiet. Yeah, reflect, focus on yourself. And when you're quiet, you're a person who controls the tongue, there's more chance that, you know, you'll be away from, you'll protect your tongue from sins. Where do you want to say something?
You know the quiz of the day? There was like an extension. When is it cited?
Okay.
I think, is it on the 29th of Shaban?
Is it 29th night of Shaban?
After Maghrib.
After Maghrib, it is. You got away with it. You got it right, mashallah. 29th night. Okay, after Maghrib Salah, that's when you look out for something to confirm if it's Ramadan. What is it? Well, you want to say the answer, Afan? Who wants to go out for the answer?
English one.
You know the English, okay. Afan's going to say the English one. Obed's going to say the Arabic one, okay. So the question, the original question was, the quiz of the day was, what has to be sighted to signal the start of Ramadan?
The crescent moon.
Okay, not the new moon, the crescent moon. After the new moon, there's like a phase when the moon becomes, we call it crescent. There's a certain shape, it's called crescent moon. That's what Afan thinks. What do you think? What's the Arabic name to it?
Is it Al-Hilal?
Al-Hilal. Not Halal. Halal is something else. Hilal. Okay, Hilal. Well, let's look at the screen and confirm if they got it right. The answer is the crescent moon, Hilal, mashallah, well done. And everyone else who got the question right, well done everyone. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. It's not 29th night, so let me clarify, made a little mistake. It's after 29th. After 29th, so it's actually 30th of Shaban. So when 29th Shaban after Maghrib is the 30th of Shaban. That's the night you look for the crescent moon. If it's been sighted, then it's not 30th Shaban, it's 1st of Ramadan. But if the crescent moon is not sighted, then it's 30th of Shaban. Okay? So it's after 29th. You got it wrong there. Anyway, mashallah, we had a beautiful program today. May Allah Ta'ala accept and look after yourself. Inshallah, we'll be back again. Please do stay tuned. Watch I Love Islam Ramadan special. Inshallah, Zawajal, we'll have some exciting segments. We'll have beautiful topics. We'll be exploring, inshallah. Until then, look after yourself. So before we go, inshallah, let's raise our slogan, I Love Islam. One, two, look at the screen and say three times. One, two, three. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.